Hello, my dear friend. Welcome to Michael's Story Photograph Podcast. I'm so glad that you're here with me today. I'm your host, Michael Serizawa, talking to you from Ottawa. Have you had a moment in your life which you've secretly treasured in your heart, but never told to anybody else? In this podcast, I will tell you about one such special moment from my life in a story photograph. Now make yourself a cup of tea, and let's spend the next 6 minutes together in the cozy room of Story Photograph. Hello, my dear friend. As we sit here together today, we are approaching the end of yet another month. Right now, I am sitting in my room with my window open and listening to the rustling sound of leaves outside. I can't believe that within 2 months, I won't be hearing this sound anymore. Imagining that moment, I already feel sad about it. How are you feeling about the season around you right now? Before we start our story time today, I have a small announcement. Can you guess what it is? Yes, my new book, Olive's Diary, an unputdownable story about hope, loss, and second chances, has finally become available on Amazon this week. Right now, the Kindle version of the book is available at the special launch price of 99 cents. If you are looking for a chance to quietly reflect upon your life, memory of your loss, or a relationship with somebody very close to your heart, then this book can be for you. You can read the book description and grab a copy at your local Amazon. The link will be in the show notes. Now back to our story time. As we walk through our days, doesn't it often happen that we suddenly think of somebody in a seemingly random way? This week, one person who has been on my mind was my father. I didn't consciously think of him, but I suddenly remembered many funny memories from long time ago. As I recalled them in detail, they were so absurd and funny that I started laughing. And in fact, I don't think I have ever laughed so properly about these incidents before. Because when they happened, I didn't pay much attention to them. But now, many years later, the absurdity of these events makes me laugh hard. Today's story is about when I was about 13 years old and my father's intuitive gardening style caused a scandal in the house. You might wonder what an intuitive gardening is. Well, you will discover it in the story. I hope that you will enjoy the story. And what funny memory from the past will come visit you after listening to this story? Intuitive Gardening Scandal, Two Bare Corn Cobs. My parents' house has a small garden, which my father has looked after since the family moved into the house a few decades ago. Since my mother was never interested in gardening, my father took up the gardening responsibility on one condition, that nobody would ever interfere with his gardening method. It's my impression that my father had always dreamt of having his own garden and looking after plants. From day one of our life in the new house, he was enthusiastic about the garden, looking after the plants and plucking grasses whenever he got the time, regardless of the weather. When he was inside the house, he often stood by the window, marveling at the fruit of his hard work in the garden. The two neighbors on both sides of my parents' house happened to be gardening enthusiasts, regularly hiring professional gardeners, and their gardens were always maintained gorgeously throughout the four seasons. On the other hand, our family garden was very modest. It was mostly bushy, since my father bought more leafy plants than flowers, saying that they were easier to maintain at low cost, and our hedge was very sparse, since it was once affected by a contagious plant disease and never fully recovered. "Look at their gardens," my father would often lament to my mother. "And look at ours. We need to invest more in our garden. What we need is a professional gardener." Since his request wasn't approved by my mother, who thought that our garden was beautiful enough, my father started applying different creative methods to overcome the gardening challenges. Above all the issues in the garden, his biggest concern was the sparse hedge. "Look at our hedge. It's so sparse that everybody can see through it." Despite his obsession with the idea of having a professional gardener, my father never consulted books or gardening specialists when dealing with a gardening problem. Instead, he always chose to be guided by his own creative inspirations. When I was about 13, he went through a phase when he thought that the answer to a more fertile soil for the hedge was to plant nutritious food waste underneath them. It was summertime, and there were many fresh corn cobs at home. After we finished eating the corns, my father brought the bare corn cobs outside and started planting them underneath the hedge. According to him, corn cobs were very nutritious and good for the soil. One day, my school teacher came to visit us at home as part of the annual routine check-in. My mother and I welcomed him inside the house with tea and snacks, and after about 15 minutes of chatting, my teacher thanked our hospitality and stood up to leave. We both followed him outside to see him off. "Thank you so much for your visit." My mother bowed to my teacher deeply as a farewell greeting when she saw something hard sticking out of the soil next to her toes. They were two fresh bare corn cobs. As soon as my teacher left, my mother picked up the two bare corn cobs from the ground, looking totally embarrassed. "Why does your father leave these things here?" "Mom, that's for the soil," I replied. "Dad keeps them here to improve the soil for the hedge." "But how many years does he think it's going to take for them to dissolve into the earth?" For many years, my mother kept telling us how embarrassed she was that day when the two bare corn cobs were exposed to my school teacher in the last moment of his visit to our house. It was one of the many instances of my father's intuitive gardening scandals.
Thank you so much for listening. I hope you've enjoyed our time together as much as I did. If you liked this episode, please subscribe and leave us a comment. For more story photographs, you can also visit my website, mabelandolive.com, where I write a story every weekday. That's mabel-and-olive.com. Until next time, stay warm and happy.